Good morning to you, beloved. It's such a joy to greet you this morning, family of God, saints of God, the beloved in God. It just gives me so great joy to bring the word of the Lord today to you. I know that we've started on this series, examining our prophetic journey towards the finish. The finish is so important because it validates our journey. It also validates the processes that we go through in order to reach the finish. As an apostolic people, all of us have to persevere. All of us have to look forward. And all of us have to work together to reach that finish. And we have a journey, an individual journey. I have that journey. You have that journey to aspire to reach the finish, and also to apply the prophetic word in the processes that we go through individually. We also have a responsibility towards the family of God at GMDS. All of us are partners, we are family members, we all make up one body, and this body is a micro unit of the macro global Church of Jesus Christ. So the same values that God wants for his body, the global church, must be imbibed, embraced, and reflected in the way we process these principles and apply them so that we could expedite our trip towards the finish. Yes, I know we're all at different places of our process and being processed. Some of us are accelerating, some of us are being bogged down, some of us have huge challenges in our lives, and some of us are being exposed by the Spirit of God on various issues of our lives. Don't ignore them, work on them. Last week we touched on how to meditate on the Word of God for your success and my success. And meditating on the Word of God, applying the Word of God, fleshing out the Word of God, studying the Word of God, examining the Word of God carefully, contemplating the Word of God, eating the Word of God, speaking about the Word of God will all bring you the success that you need in your personal life, in your health, in your marriage, in your career, in your business, in your vocational life, your social life, even the way you lead others in your seniority. So I pray today that you will take heed and go back and visit that message. But today I want to speak on part two of our prophetic journey to the finish. And I want to name this session our need for divine wisdom. Our need for divine wisdom. We're going to look at our need for divine wisdom in our corporate journey to the finish. As an apostolic company of people, we are required to live and walk circumspectly. Circumspect implies a careful consideration of all circumstances and a desire to avoid mistakes and bad consequences. We are required to be prudent, discreet, discerning, revealing keen insight, and characterized by careful evaluation and judgment in both our individual and corporate life. As God's family in the earth, beloved, we are mandated by our Heavenly Father to, number one, fully activate the pillar of prayer. Number two, embrace deeper dimensions of sonship experientially, not just theoretically. Thirdly, we are required to desire deep intimacy with Abba Father. Fourthly, we are required to buy in or to grant greater connectivity and oneness in the family. In this instance, it will be GMDS. And finally, we are required to be led only by the blessed Holy Spirit. And we're going to explore all of these different aspects: prayer, sonship, intimacy, oneness, and the Holy Spirit. Or can I just put this in this order? The Holy Spirit, prayer, intimacy, oneness, sonship. I would like to tie up two scriptures to confirm that we really do need wisdom from above in order to live with success, with favor, and with honor individually and corporately. We just cannot live and conduct the business of God in the same manner we did, the same manner we did prior to this lockdown. Father wants us to adopt his blueprint for our corporate living and our corporate worship. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, especially for Val and myself, who are divinely tasked to lead this faith community. I am urging you to cooperate with us, respect and honor the Word of God, and welcome spiritual alignment in every area of your lives. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, this is what the Word of God tells us. Wisdom is the principal thing. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L. It's the main thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your getting, get understanding. So wisdom and understanding, according to Proverbs 4:7, goes together. You have to desire wisdom. You got to ask for understanding. Both of these things are so important. Wisdom is the principal thing. Why? Along with wisdom, it is our duty to also get understanding, to actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation that can come to us only through the Word of God. In part one, we concluded in part one, and we are convinced that the Word of God is the source of the wisdom of God. I want to say that again. The Word of God is the source of the wisdom of God. And you know that the Word of God is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word of God is God, and God is the source of the wisdom that we need to drive our lives. You know something, beloved? Wisdom was there right at the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. For anything to be birthed, wisdom has to be there. In this next orbit of our movement towards the finish, we cannot allow anything spiritual to be eclipsed from our the main ambit of our operation. And you know, wisdom guarantees that everything that God wants is preserved by the Holy Spirit. That's why we need wisdom to stand with us as certain things are happening in our journey towards the finish. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24 and 30, and we spoke about this last week, Paul confirms this by saying that Christ is the wisdom of God. So Christ is the wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. And here are 10 things that we all need wisdom for. These are practical things, but it's so important to understand that we need these things. In these 10 things, rather, we need wisdom. Number one, wisdom to know and to love God first and foremost and have a relationship with Him. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27, then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let man have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So that a man could have a relationship with God, since he has the same image and likeness of God the Creator, there could be now a relationship between man and God. We need wisdom for this relationship to be developed and become totally intimate. In Deuteronomy 6:5, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Wisdom is needed to love God. Amen. Secondly, we need wisdom to discern the truth. In John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Wisdom is needed to do God's will. Number three, wisdom is needed to do God's will. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So God has a good will, he has an acceptable will, he has a perfect will, and you can only get to know God's will when your mind is renewed and your life is transformed. Amen. So you need wisdom. Next, wisdom is the key that unlocks the vault of God's treasures. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. This is what the Word of God says, reading from the New King James Version. That their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of the Son, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So, beloved, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in this envelope of Father and of Christ. So wisdom helps us to unlock that vault of God's treasures. Next, wisdom is needed to know what to say and when to say it. We are looking at James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. In other words, your job is to ask God of wisdom. And when you ask, God gives you liberally, without grudging, without reservation. He gives you liberally and without reproach. He's not going to look at so many things that will stop him from handing out wisdom to you. No, without reproach, he will give you wisdom. Okay? So, and when you have this wisdom, you will know what to say and when to say certain things. Number six, wisdom is needed to raise our children and keep them on the right path. Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Wisdom is needed to administer justice. 2 Chronicles 1 verse 10, now give me wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this great people of yours? So Solomon is asking for wisdom in order to lead the people of God in justice. Next, wisdom is needed to solve problems. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. When you have all types of problems coming your way, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Next, wisdom is needed to make the right choices and the right decisions. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And finally, wisdom is needed to build the local house. You'll find that in Proverbs 24, verse 3 and 4. Through wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. We desire to build GMDS in this final stage before the coming of Jesus through wisdom, consulting with wisdom. Wisdom must be our spiritual architect. Wisdom must be our spiritual project manager. Wisdom must be our counselor, chief counselor. And we must consult with understanding, because whatever wisdom is going to do, the pillars are going to be laid through understanding. And the entire house is going to be built by wisdom and by knowledge of God's word. Wow, the rooms. Each of you is a room. Each of you is a room at GMDS. I say that each of you is a room at GMDS. And you are going to be filled with precious and pleasant riches as you join me in consulting with wisdom, inviting wisdom to be the main principal thing in our building process. Amen. Amen. Please open these scriptures that I've read, meditate and pray them into your life as you're requesting wisdom from God. This vital administration is needed to achieve success in all five parts of our prophetic mandate. In Proverbs 2:6, we see where wisdom comes from. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Well, I'm going to labor these scriptures, because wisdom does not come from the world. It doesn't come from your education. It doesn't come from your secular university. It does not come from a number of books you read. Wisdom comes from the Lord. For the Lord gives wisdom. Wisdom is in his hand. And the Lord gives wisdom, according to Proverbs 2:6. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. You want supernatural knowledge that transcends your natural knowledge? Well, come on. You talk to the Lord. You build your life in the Lord and allow him to touch you and to administer wisdom your way. Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom. So again, who is going to give us the spirit of wisdom? God, our Abba Father, God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. He holds wisdom in his hand. And he will not only give you the spirit of wisdom, but revelation in the knowledge of him. He will be revealed to you through wisdom. He will be revealed. Every facet of his existence, every part of him will be revealed as we grow in knowledge of him. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. Now in James chapter 1 verse 5, we read the scripture early on. But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God. You can't ask your dean. You cannot ask your professor. You cannot ask even your pastor. You cannot go and ask your spouse or your loved one. Man, I want you to ask God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I urge you today, take advantage of this request that you must ask God. James wrote about this, and he knew why he wrote about this in his epistle. And I want you to take advantage. Ask God for wisdom every single day. Ask God that wisdom will be poured into your individual life and poured into a corporate family. Every single day, ask, and God will give us wisdom. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 23, this is what Daniel said as he was talking to God. To you, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and power. Yes, here again, Daniel acknowledges that God had given him wisdom and power. God will give you wisdom and power to rule, to be admirable, to be promoted, to get to the next rung of the ladder. For you have given me wisdom and power. Even now, you have made known to me what we requested of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter. My God, Daniel was able to interpret the dream that the king had. Why? Because he consulted with wisdom, and he knew if he didn't have the wisdom of God, he would have not been able to interpret that dream. By him interpreting the dream that the king had, he was able to be promoted to second in charge of the whole empire. Come on. So you also, through wisdom, will be admired. People will have their eyes on you. People will seek you out. Companies will want you and will reward you handsomely just to have you in their team. There is an eternal purpose, beloved, in the heart of God that is being effected today. This purpose has been concealed until now. The time for the revelation of this mystery is now, and God is bringing his agenda on earth to an end. Every revolution in human history has always been a product of one form of ideology or the other. This time around, a revolution is about to hit the earth, not through an ideology, but through the arrival of a new breed of people. I want to announce to you that we as GMDS and the Gate Global family, led by Pastor Thamo Naidu or Apostle Thamo Naidu, we are a new breed of people. We are a tribe that will build God into every compartment of our living. Joel chapter 2, verse 2 and 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 2 and 26. A great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Do you want to be part of that company of people? Come on, I want to be part of that company of people. You and I cannot fool around anymore. We have to be intentional. We have to be serious. We have to work at getting to this place where we become this great people, strong people of God. Since creation, beloved, the wisdom of God has always been visited upon the earth through human vessels. The Bible is rich in example of feats of exploits and conquest through the manifestation of wisdom of God by such vessels. Each time these human vessels operated on the wisdom of God, there was always a lifting, a shooting up, and a rising to glory. Every shooting up into prominence of God's people has always been on the platform of wisdom. I'm sure you would agree with me. Amidst the degradation and the frustration of this time, present time, of his time rather, Abraham, by this wisdom, knew what to do and ended up making it. Isaac too, following God's wisdom, sowed while others were eating up their seeds, and he became an object of envy to the heathen. He made it. He was lifted from scarcity to the position of the wealthiest man in his generation. Jacob, manifesting God's wisdom through an unusual insight, learned how to breed cattle according to his needs. He too was a success story. Joseph was promoted from the dark dungeon of Egypt's prison to the throne. All these feats were accomplished through the exercise of wisdom. Behold, a new wave is coming unto the planet Earth. I'm sure you agree with me. The trumpet is sounding. The sound is certain. The wisdom of God in all its infinite variety is visiting the earth. This time, it's not going to be into the hands of a chosen few, but the church of Jesus is going to be the custodian of its divine provision. This is God's eternal purpose, to make his church reign on the earth through the operation and manifestation of the manifold wisdom of God. I want you to take note of this phrase, manifold wisdom of God, many-sided wisdom of God. God has many sides to his wisdom, and this wisdom is going to be manifested upon the earth and it right here in our family. We will make sure to ask this manifold wisdom of God to be present. Read more about that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 to 11. The core ingredients of this manifestation will be promotion, honor, and long life for GMDS and for the global church. I say that again. You know how we're going to see the manifold wisdom of God being manifested? Many of you, if not all of you, are going to receive promotion. You're going to receive unusual honor and long life. And you're going to enjoy this. This is what Isaiah chapter 14 verse 27 says. You remember, God has purposed it and he will do it. Anything that God has purposed, he's going to do it. Isaiah 14 verse 27. For the Lord of hosts hath purposed, and who shall disannul it? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Hallelujah. When God makes up his mind to bless you with a manifestation of his manifold blessing of God, no one and nothing can change the mind of God or cause him to turn his hand backwards. No, God is going to do whatever he wants. He is God. And so today, don't be outside this place where God is serving or distributing or administrating this great manifold wisdom that he possesses. Of the glory of his church, the word says, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. All my springs are in thee. Psalm 87, verse 3 and verse 7. All my springs are in thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. This church is going to be glorious. We are trusting God that all the kinks and all the dents in our ministry will be resolved, and all of us will take responsibility. All of us will enjoy the benefits of wisdom, the administration of wisdom, and what God is going to do in this ministry through wisdom. All of us are going to enjoy and benefit from it. God will manifest this glory through the instrumentality of wisdom, not of the world, but of divinity, God's creation tool. You read that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 19, in which is found the ingredients of length of days, riches and honor, pleasantness, peace and happiness. Proverbs 3, verse 13 and 14. Who are the candidates in his church for this outpouring of glory? Who are going to receive this? The meek will receive wisdom and through it inherit the earth. So, who? The meek. The time of wisdom is a time of glory, beloved. The reason being that wisdom and wealth always go together. The God who owns heaven and earth is at the same time the only wise God. King Solomon, the wealthiest king ever on earth, is also the wisest king that ever lived. If the wisdom of God is here, then the time of glory is here. The reason being that wisdom and wealth always go together. The unending riches of Christ's wealth, which no human being could have searched out. Wealth which no human being could have known. Wealth which even Solomon in all his glory knew not, is going to be manifested by the church. The heathen will marvel. Principalities and powers will be amazed This is God's plan for the hour. This is God's plan for GMDS. This is God's plan for Gate Global Family, the tribe we are part of. Ephesians 3 verse 8 to 10. To me, says Paul, who am less than the least of all saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of ages has been hidden in God, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places. Ephesians 3 verse 8 to 10. The deposit of wisdom in us remains as time bombs. Here are the prophetic lines for this explosion. This complicated, many-sided wisdom that Paul speaks about in Ephesians is the wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and immeasurable aspects. And this is now going to be released as explosives through the church. Watch the church of Jesus Christ now manifesting as the glorious body of Christ. Hallelujah. The earth is going to tremble. A new wave of supernatural inventions is in stock. The Josephs and the Daniels of the end time are here now. I want you to enlist now. It's a new day. The word now in Ephesians 3:10 tells me that it's a timing thing. It's now. Thank God the fullness of that timing is now. How did God create? What force went into action that brought about creation? Ephesians 3:19 tells us the power behind creation. This is what it says. The Lord by wisdom had founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. So by wisdom he founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. Come on, hallelujah. And in Psalm 104 verse 24 we are told, O Lord, the psalmist is saying, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. How manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. So God employed wisdom in creation. God employed wisdom putting the earth together. God found wisdom in all, used wisdom in all the works of his hand. So wisdom is God's instrument for creating all things. It is a force behind creation. It is true that God spoke words at creation, but these words were backed by wisdom. They were words which had been approved from his wisdom bank. Hallelujah. This is why the words produced gave him and gave us the desired results. Notice that the word of God does not tell us in anointing you have made them all. It does not say in much prayer you have made them all. Rather, it says in wisdom you have made them all. Everything God created was created in wisdom. By wisdom he created the earth and the heavens, and by understanding he has kept them running till date, to date. The global the globe has not dropped through any mechanical error. Believe, just look at that. The earth is rotating, yet you don't see houses or human beings rolling along. The wisdom behind creation is so sound and solid that the devil, as wicked as he is, has not succeeded in pushing the earth out of its orbit. Through wisdom, God did not create everything on the same day. He created everything in an orderly manner. He created food for the animals before bringing them to be. He did not create the fish before water. When the fish came into existence, water was waiting for them. So wisdom is the principal thing. God's throne was created through wisdom. Wisdom took Joseph to his throne. It is time for you to occupy your throne, and only wisdom will get you there. Wisdom, however, is of the mind. The mind is a seat of wisdom. Understanding is also of the mind. How then did God create the universe? He created all things by the active use of his mind. Wisdom is God's instrument for creativity. Your creative ability is tied to wisdom, and wisdom resides in the mind. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you have that creative ability in you as well. Jesus was a principal architect of creation. He is the Word of God, and He is the wisdom of God. We labored that early on. This is what John 1:3 tells us. The Bible tells us, by Jesus Christ, by Him, all things were made, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Jesus was the one who made things happen at creation. He's the wisdom of God. He conceived the heavens and the earth. He is the Word of God. The Word spoken by God came to be. The Word came to implement the mind of God and His wisdom. This means that we are co-architects with Him in the realm of creativity. We are called to join in the mystery of making things happen. This is creativity, and it can only happen through divine enabling. It does not matter how shapeless your life is. It does not matter how empty your life is. You can give it the shape you want. You can make it full. We came to this world to give shape to it. You are the principal initiator of your destiny. And wisdom is the instrument you need, brother and sister. The forces of creativity reside in wisdom. As the Father has sent Jesus, so He also has sent you. The wisdom of God is designed to be personified in you. It is the essence of creativity placed inside of man. What then is wisdom? Wisdom is knowing which way to go. It is knowing how to handle situations and make them produce your desired results. Wisdom is knowing the way to make it in life. Man has access to two types of wisdom. There is the earthly wisdom and there is the heavenly wisdom. Let's look at earthly wisdom. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, that is from God, is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Beloved, we have to work on this. If you dissect the scripture, if you meditate on this verse and look at each of these different aspects of the wisdom that comes from above, look at it and see if these are installed in your value system, in your life. Yes, some of you are going through tough times, but you need this type of this wisdom that's found in James chapter 3, verse 15 to 17. If you can reject your opinions, if you can humble yourself before God, if you can hate sin and worldliness, you will be great in the sight of God and of man. This is what Proverbs 3:7 tells us. Do not be wise in your own eyes. The fear of the Lord, rather fear the Lord, which is wisdom, and depart from evil, which is understanding. Look at these following scriptures on the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, and Psalm 111 verse 10. All talking about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you depart from evil, this is equivalent to understanding. Understanding is the pillars of your building. And wisdom is the principal thing that's used in every part of your building process. So the earthly wisdom is the wisdom of men, while heavenly wisdom is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of men is wicked, devilish. It pulls down rather than raise men. Anyone who rises to a certain level on earthly wisdom ends up crashing down sooner or later. This wisdom is full of strife envy, confusion. It has no future for anyone who operates it. The wisdom which is of God is void of confusion, and it guarantees escape from evil. It is pure, it is light, and hides no darkness in it. It guarantees the lifting of men and the sustenance of that lifting. It is from above, and whatever is from above is above all. It comes from God. The wisdom you need for excellence is with God. If wisdom is knowing which way to go and it comes from God, then the wisdom that will take you to the top can be defined as laying hold on the ways of God. The ways of God are higher ways. He says that his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts higher and greater than our thoughts. You read that in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. Ordinary ways lead to ordinary ends, while higher ways, God's ways, leads to higher ends. The wisdom that will produce involves giving up the ordinary ways of men and going for the higher ways of God. This is the importance of heaven's ideas to the earth. The wisdom that is from above is not kept above. It is made available for earthly use. Get hold of this wisdom, beloved, because it will mold your destiny. You are not created to live an ordinary life. You are not created to follow the ordinary ways. You are created to live an extraordinary life through active use of heaven's wisdom on earth. The Lord bless the word of God today. I want to conclude by reading Proverbs chapter 3, and we will read in the ensuing weeks other passages of scripture, but allow me to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 20 in conclusion. My son, verse 13. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. For wisdom's proceeds are better than the profits of silver. Wisdom's gain is better than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. I read that again. All the things that you may desire, brother and sister, cannot compare with wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is the tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her in their values, in their living, in their family, in their marriage, in their house of faith. Happy are everyone that retain wisdom. Verse 19 and 20, by the Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. I bless you today. Thank you for listening to this word. I want you to listen to it over and over until wisdom becomes part of you. We'll continue speaking about wisdom. There's so much more. And if it's a principal thing, then we must give it sufficient airtime. And wisdom, remember, is the wisdom of God is Christ. So part of our Christology is talking about the principal thing, the wisdom of God. The Lord bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day, beloved. Amen.